The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Ain't too many things. Hey, welcome to the show, folks. Here we are on June 29th. 2020. The days are ticking off. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. I'm James Kelso. We'll be together for 60 minutes. And thank you for tuning in. If you want to call in, you can do that too at 800-313-9443. Well, I just watched something really extraordinary before I forget to mention it. One of the most amazing acts of political courage I've ever seen on television. Tucker Carlson, let me look up the guy. He just faced down. He faced down. This took guts. This was incredible. Tucker Carlson. Let me look up the U.S. Senator, a Republican, you know, your neocon, rhino Republican. Let me see more about this guy. And we'll share this. Mike Braun. He is 66 years old. Born in Jasper, Indiana. Oh, interesting. He calls himself a Republican. He started using that terminology in 2012. Before that, he was calling himself a Democrat. Harvard MBA, net worth $37 to $95 million. You know, it's a good paying job there, that U.S. Senator job. He represented the 63rd District in the Indiana House of Representatives. So the Republicans made a big mistake, took a former Democrat, who's still a Democrat, but Tucker Carlson took him on tonight. And here's what he took him on with. Mike Braun has sponsored a bill to strip police nationwide, to strip police of immunity, qualified immunity. But what does that mean? That means that any punk criminal, if Mike Braun had his way, could sue a policeman for anything. You mistreated me. You pushed me. You bruised me. You insulted me. You know, anything you want. And these punk criminals could launch these lawsuits even if they're in prison for felonies and for murders. They could file their lawsuits from within the walls of a prison using a prison attorney provided free of charge by you, the taxpayer. So that's Mike Braun, B-R-A-U-N. And Tucker Carlson, here's what Tucker Carlson did tonight. He came to the defense of America's fine and patriotic policemen and women. And I'll get more, there's more of a specific to this. But Tucker Carlson just pounded Mike Braun. And here's the weird part of it. Carlson pounded Braun last night. Braun requested a chance to answer on the show, which Tucker, he always does this, gave him tonight. Big mistake by Mike Braun, because Tucker Carlson said, I don't think the Republicans of Indiana, I don't think they like you, Mike Braun, and I don't think they support you, and I don't think any police support you. And in effect, Tucker Carlson said to U.S. Senator, Republican Senator Mike Braun, you suck big time. And real Republicans can't get rid of you fast enough. It was wonderful. It was beautiful. And you're going to hear repercussions from this. And Mike Braun is hearing repercussions in Indiana right now, where real Republicans, people like the people in this audience listening to my voice, are telling Mike Braun, hit the road. Hit the road, creep. With friends like you who needs enemies. It was a beautiful thing. Now, the other thing that Tucker did simultaneously, this guy Braun was citing the police officer who was trying to arrest Rayshard Brooks, this punk criminal who punched the police in the face, threw the police around like rag dolls, who were very courteous, making a very, like, bending over backwards courteous interview. You could call it an interview. But then having determined that the guy was clearly drunk, having verified and double-checked that he was drunk, that he was driving drunk, and then doing what they have to do as police, and if you want to have police, they had to arrest him. You don't say, oh, you're out in your car, driving, drunk, falling asleep at the wheel of your car, drunk, you could easily kill people, drunk, you're not going to get back in your car and drive away. And no, you're not going to walk over to your white girlfriend's house. And that's our standard. That becomes the new standard then of arresting someone when they're driving drunk. You don't arrest them. All you say is, I'm going to walk over to my white girlfriend's house. And then you just go, oh, okay, see you later. Walk safely. No, they're trying to arrest the guy. Now he punches them in the face. He's now fighting them. He's in combat with the police. And Tucker Carlson said to this punk, Mike Braun, what was he supposed to do? The police officer, who's now being charged with murder and faces the death penalty. He said, what should this police officer have done? He was shot. The guy fired in his face, fired his laser at him, his taser. Which he had grabbed off of him in a fist fight, punching him. And Tucker's clearly saying this is an absolutely proper arrest, a proper pursuit, and he should have shot the guy, because he was just shot at. He returned fire. So it was beautiful, beautiful to see. So it would be fun to see what happens to Mike Braun. Unfortunately, he was just elected to the Senate, so in 2018. So he doesn't come up for re-election until 2024. That's not soon enough. But not many conservative Republicans in Indiana are going to have much good to say about Mike Braun after his face-off with a very courageous Tucker Carlson. That was, I really enjoyed that. The and then just as a matter of going more, pulling back and looking at the forest rather than the trees, Tucker Carlson is defending us, and he's following the right. He's defending, well, first of all, he's defending sanity. He's defending the rule of law. He's defending justice. He's defending, and he has a fabulous position, which is similar to that of Donald Trump. That is, Tucker Carlson doesn't come across at all. He isn't. I don't think in any way, shape, or form is he a racist or an anti-Semite. Not in any way, shape, or form. Donald Trump achieves the same thing. That is a winning approach. It won the presidency. And Tucker Carlson has the best cable TV show in the world right now. His only rival is not rival, the only other person with a show as good or as popular as Sean Hannity. So that addresses something that I want to think about myself personally going forward. If these SOBs like Mike Braun can successfully destroy Donald Trump, destroy the economy. Oh, and by the way, Tucker Carlson addressed that tonight too, which is the coronavirus hoax. He had on as his guest Dr. Scott Atlas. It's a very important name. We write it down here and remember to come back to this. He had Dr. Scott Atlas on, making the absolutely critical point that the kids have to go back to school, or should need to go back to school in the fall. And Dr. Scott Atlas, a really, really good doctor, a real doctor, making the point that not only must the kids, is it imperative, better way to put it, that the kids go back to school in the fall, it's imperative that they not wear the damn masks. And they not do the stupid social distancing. He made the point that children don't die of the COVID, the Kung flu. They don't. There's no, and he went further. Tucker Carlson was making a point we've made on this show. Tucker makes it better than I make it, though. I'm learning from Carlson. We made the point long ago, early on, herd immunity, that's the way to go. We listened to Dr. Knut Witkowski, who said, the only way to kill a respiratory virus epidemic is with herd immunity. The only, not a vaccine, not a miracle cure. No, herd immunity, which means millions of children, young people who are not affected at all by the flu. Go positive. And Scott Atlas, again, he had the stones, like Carlson, to say, yes, they're going positive on testing. That's what we want. We want an increase in positive tests. The so-called spike, the so-called surge, the so-called, oh my God, a surge in positive Kung flu testing. Dr. Atlas made it clear. That's, you idiots, that's what you want. And that's damn good news that you have millions of people testing positive, meaning they've contacted the virus. Their immune system has built the immunity, which effectively kills the virus, that is, stops its transmission path. And that's the end of that virus, just as has happened every year, every flu epidemic from the beginning of time. When do you date the beginning of time? I just used 50,000 years ago as a kind of a good round number that has a lot of scientific supporters. for the beginning of our people. 50,000 flu seasons have come and gone, and here you are, and here I am, and we're healthy as a horse, and we're ready for the next flu season, and the one after that, and the one after that. And no, we don't need a damn mask. We don't need to spread our arms up to get 6 foot distance in our military formation. That's not a military formation when you spread your arms out and space out. It's an inmate position. You combine that, arms out, with bend over. That's the position they have us in. And they're having their way with us, Dr. Fauchenstein is. He's just loving it. Look at that grin on his face as you bend over, and then he has his way. Yes, Fauchenstein, this is his dream come true. And Debbie Birx. Haven't seen much of her lately. I don't know. Is she maybe feeling a little remorse? Doesn't want to be on TV so much anymore with her scarf collection? Or maybe she's flown over to Paris to buy more scarves with the millions of dollars she's getting from TV appearances. I don't know. All right, so let's take a look. Let's go over here. I want to note that before I blabber on too much and miss the chance to offer my appreciation to Tucker Carlson. What an inspiration. Okay, let's go over to the president. Oh, and then I want to ask this question tonight. What if Trump loses? Because there's a distinct possibility that's going to happen. We have to entertain that thought. It's 125 days or so away. What are we going to do on November 4th if Joe Biden is president of the United States? And pick a name. Kamala Harris is the vice president. And third in line to the presidency is Nancy Pelosi as the reelected Speaker of the House. And, you know, you want to rub salt in it. Chuck Schumer replaces Mitch McConnell as majority leader in the Senate. What are we going to do? And I'll take suggestions on the show here tonight, 800-313-9443. If you can, creative suggestions, good ones, that fall in line with the kind of thinking Donald Trump is won with and Tucker Carlson is winning with. Having built the greatest show in the same way that they're determined to get rid of Donald Trump. I'll tell you, those very same people are very determined to get rid of Tucker Carlson. So, what will happen? What will we do? Let me get this out of the way at the beginning of the show. So I want to leave you a little cheered up at the end. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'll think of something. So I'll discourage you at the beginning. Once the Democrats get control of the presidency again, they're going to make Washington, D.C. a state. Two more senators right there. Another Congress. Well, they'll put this Eleanor Norton. They'll make her a voting member of Congress then. They'll make Puerto Rico a state. Two more senators, more electoral votes. Will there ever be a conservative president again if Donald Trump loses on November 3rd? I would say if I had to bet the ranch, I'd say no. There'll never be another conservative president if Trump loses on November 3rd. That would be my I think that would be my bet. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We sure do. We're back, folks. And there's some incredible headlines up. Here's one. Are you ready for this one? This is on Breitbart. The Secret Service provided Hunter Biden protection on more than 400 flights. Oh, am I liking that. The Secret Service provided protection for Hunter Biden, the youngest son of former Vice President Joe Biden, on more than 400 flights, according to newly released records from the Obama administration. The documents, which were received through a Freedom of Information Act request by the conservative-leaning group. Now, who am I going to name right now? Folks, I can't tell you how many key things you and I would never have learned but for this one group, small group, created by, I think Tom Fitton was the creator. He's the president. He's not even an attorney himself. He's just a patriot. Judicial Watch, of course. We would never, this headline would never be seen. But Judicial Watch did the work. They probably filed that Freedom of Information Act request months ago. They fought for it with their attorneys. And they won. They fought to get this information. These newly released documents indicate Hunter Biden took 411 domestic and international flights upon which the federal government provided security between June 2009 and May 2014. It's 5 years. Listed among the destinations were 29 foreign countries, including 5 visits to China alone between 2009 and 14. One of those 5 visits in particular has raised concerns. In December 2013, Hunter Biden flew aboard Air Force Two, which is, I guess, the twin to Air Force One. I'm not sure of that. Check that. I don't know. But that's a fancy plane, whatever it is, with his father to Beijing. The trip was part of an official state visit with the then vice president. Hunter Biden entered into a lucrative business arrangement. 12 days after the trip, he inked a multi-billion dollar deal with a subsidiary of the state-owned Bank of China. Now, that means owned by the Communist Party. The deal, which was the first of its kind. So this is a path-breaking, trailblazing man, this Hunter Biden, created the organization Bohai Harvest. Yes, I like that name. Bohai Harvest as a private equity fund to invest Chinese money overseas. Once Bohai Harvest was up and running, the firm proceeded to invest heavily in energy and defense projects. Some of these investments have caught the attention of lawmakers, including Bohai Harvest's investment in a company blacklisted by the U.S. government for suspicion of helping the Chinese government violate human rights, and the fund's purchase of an American firm with insight into military technology in 2015. Remember, that's the year Donald Trump came down the escalator. So this piece of garbage, the offspring of Joe, piece of garbage, like father, like son, Biden, was selling out our country the same year our president was coming down the escalator to fight back. Just like Tom Fitton, basically dropped out of the blue. Judicial Watch dropped out of the blue. I mean, if we didn't have Judicial Watch, folks, that's it. We don't have some other group with attorneys filing Freedom of Information Act requests. And if we don't have Tom Fitton, we don't have Judicial Watch. And if we don't have Judicial Watch, this wonderful law, who was it that passed the Freedom of Information Act? I forget who it was. It was some patriotic congressman. Otherwise, it's just, we're in the dark. We've got our mask on and we've pulled it up over our eyes. That's where we'd be. Hunter Biden resigned from Bohai Harvest Board of Directors last year. So he was still hanging around. It's only when the stench got too overwhelming that he backed out. It is unclear, however, if he has kept his 10% stake in the fund. 10%? It's over $1.5 billion. That's a lot of money. Good story. Thanks to Andrew Breitbart and Breitbart. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be.
We're back, folks. Hey, boy, you want something
what I
to make you puke? Notice that the Republican Party, Donald Trump specifically, this is Donald Trump's decision, moved the Republican National Convention from North Carolina, where the puke governor was not even willing to allow the Republicans to book a convention in an arena. So they moved to Jacksonville, Florida, the largest city in Florida. Now, what just happened? This is along the lines of so-called Republican Mike Braun of Indiana. Here's some so-called Republicans down in Jacksonville. The city council, well, first of all, let me get to the story. Then I'll give you, like Paul Harvey, I'll give you the rest of the story. Here's the story. Let me find it. Here it is. The city of Jacksonville imposes mask mandate as the GOP convention approaches. The city of Jacksonville, the host city of President Trump's upcoming nomination celebration, issued a mask mandate effective Monday, that's now, after 5 p.m. So the mandate is on right now. Are you wearing your mask there in Jacksonville? At 5 p.m. today, the city of Jacksonville will be adopting a mandatory mask requirement for public and indoor locations and in other situations where individuals cannot socially distance. Now, how broad and dumb is that? Situations. Okay, this is a law that applies to situations. What's the legal definition of a situation? Can you find that in a law dictionary? Other situations where individuals cannot socially distance. And what is the legal definition of socially distancing? Huh? Now, here's Paul Harvey, the rest of the story. So you're going, okay, some damn demon rats. Damn demon rats who run the city council in Jacksonville and a damn demon rat mayor. They're trying to trip up the Republican Party, screw up the convention. Imagine a convention with people, everybody required by law to submit to, as we portrayed earlier in the conversation, to bend over. Grab your ankles, bend over. That really looks dignified, doesn't it? That really looks like real men and real women upholding freedom, liberty, sovereignty. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, not holding your ankles, folks. So those demon rat city council men and women and the demon rat mayor, they did that to you. Okay, well, now Paul Harvey has the rest of the story. The city council of Jacksonville does have six demon rats on it. 13 so-called Republicans. That's right. More than 2-1. So-called Republican. And the mayor also. Another fake Trump-hating Republican. Wow, with friends like that, as I say, who needs enemies? Grab your ankles, folks. Mayor Lenny Curry was not in attendance at Monday's briefing due to it. He wasn't there to actually tell you in person to grab your ankles. Due to a, what was his excuse for not being there? This is a rather important announcement. This SOB didn't even have the stones to be there due to a, what's the lamest excuse? A family commitment. Aw, gee. Oh man, this is so lame. The Republican National Convention is in August. It's coming right up. There's no expiration date on the order. So now the Republican Party, Ronna McDaniel, chairman of the Republican National Committee, she has to allocate hundreds of millions of dollars planning for a huge convention of supreme importance without knowing, without any certainty as to whether everybody's going to have to grab their ankles at the Republican National Convention or get rounded up by the Gestapo of the Republicans in Jacksonville. So if you violate the mask order, are you going to get arrested? It's bad, folks. It's bad. The mandate states that every person working, living, visiting, This is now the neighboring city of St. Augustine. Here's their order. Living, visiting, or doing business in the city of St. Augustine shall wear a face covering in any indoor location other than their home or residence when not maintaining social distancing from other persons, excluding family members or companions. Threatening a fine of up to $500 for those who violate the resolution. And as of Monday, Duval County, which is the Jacksonville County, which has a population of over 957,000, had reported 5,839 positive cases of the Chinese coronavirus. Thank you, Breitbart, for expressing it that way. I call it the Kung Flu. And 64 related deaths since March 1st. Now, as you know, obviously they're not listening to or they don't want to hear Dr. Scott Atlas. So let's say you have a population of 957,000 and you have 5,839 positive cases. So what would be better than 5,839 positive cases in a county with a population of 957,000? What kind of number would be better than, let's just round it off to 6,000? I'll tell you what would be better. 600,000. That would be better. Or how about 957,000? Because then the Kung Flu is dead. Done. Gone. And how do you pronounce that? Herd immunity. Opinions vary as to what percentage of a population testing positive for having been exposed to and developed antibodies to a virus constitutes herd immunity. And I'm not the expert that can accurately cite those numbers, but the numbers that kind of come to mind that numbers like you have to reach numbers like 30% of the population to gain herd immunity. 5% ain't going to do it. So if you follow the Fauchenstein formula for keeping a virus going, that's the Fauchenstein program, President Anthony Fauchenstein. That's his program. Keep this damn thing going. Keep the shutdown going. Keep the lockdown going. Keep the economy crashing, just as Bill Maher advised Dr. Fauchenstein. By keeping the number of people who have developed immunity low. Keep it low. Prevent herd immunity. That's the Debbie Birx Fauchenstein program. And it'll just go on and on and on. As you can see in the U.S. graph of cases, reported cases, it's going on and on and on. Whereas in the countries of Europe, it's over. The coronavirus is over. And I named a bunch of the countries yesterday, the day before. Italy, France, Great Britain, pick any country you want. Spain, the Netherlands, Belgium. It's over, Germany. The coronavirus is over in those countries. It washed through the population. If you want to keep it going, keep the kids home from school in August. And they will manage to not develop herd immunity. Hide them at home. They won't be exposed to the virus. They won't develop their immunity. They will continue to be live conduits for the virus. They won't have the immune systems that knock it out on contact. That's called the dumbass theory of medicine. And apparently we got a lot of dumbass doctors in America. And very importantly, per this great academic doctor that I cited, we have in our media, as Dr. John Ellis points out, we have in our media, and he's actually talking about the academy, and then in the media, we've got Dr. Timothy Grossclose. The people who control the medical establishment, and most importantly, control the media, the medical media, they are Trump haters. Maybe you're, you know, your country road general practitioner has a much greater likelihood of being a patriotic American and a great doctor. But unfortunately, sadly for all of us, those guys have zero influence in running the medical mafia, the medical establishment. Just as, and what was the point that Dr. John Ellis made about academia? It's 96% left wing now. 96%. How the hell did they pull that off? There has been a purge. It's like the old Communist Party. It's not so old. It's fresh. It's new. It's back with us. Bolshevik purges. That's what the Reds did in their re-education sessions. They purged anybody who was, what did they call you if you disagreed in any way with the party line? You remember the term that this is what you're going to be called? That's right. I'm looking at you. That's what you are. I see you right there out there in the audience of this despicable radio network. You're a deviationist. You need to be eliminated. So there we go. Let's go take a look over here. Let's take a look at some more headlines for us deviationists here. Here's a hopeful sign. Let me bring back a little bit of encouragement. And we've got a caller here. Let's hope he has something encouraging to say. David in Boston, have you got something to cheer us up?
Well, I don't know. You be the judge, James. We got some bad news from Dr. Berserks. Dr. Berserk says that the Kung Flu has morphed and mutated, and we have to go back into lockdown. They've even given it a new name. It's no longer the Kung Flu, James. Now it's the Fu Man Flu. Dr. Berserk says we're dealing now with a much more dangerous strain of the Kung Flu, and they're calling it the Fu Man Flu. Okay?
Oh, my gosh. Now, David, I appreciate you, you know, this, what an audience we have here. Now, I was unaware of this. Is this, and of course, he's talking about Dr. Debbie Birx, who is the female sidekick of Dr. Anthony Fauci, or Fauchenstein, as I say, you know, making a reference there to Frankenstein, of course. Is this really happening, David?
Well, James, I just call him Dr. Faust and Dr. Berserk. Yeah, and well, you know, we're going back into lockdown, so the Kung Flu is morphing, mutated, and it's even deadlier now, and they're calling it the Fu Man Flu.
Okay, so I got to remember that. I'm writing it down. The Fu Man Flu.
You know what a Fu Man Chu is, right?
Right, I know about Fu Man Chu.
Well, this is the Fu Man Flu.
Oh, my gosh.
It originated over in Wuhan, China. And the Fu Man Flu is even more deadlier than the Kung Flu. And they're going to put it back into lockdown.
Oh, I tell you. Whose fault it is. I mean, we all know whose fault it is. We all know whose fault all of these things inflicted upon us by the left. We know exactly. We know the orange-colored man who did all bad things. Yes, it was the orange man.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of people believe that he's the golden orange. He's not just an orange. He's the golden orange. Does that resonate with you, James, the golden orange?
The golden orange. Yeah. No, you know, I mean, this is, I'll tell you, we got to, David, we got to hang on to our sanity. I'm asking the question in this show, what are we going to do? if through absolutely no fault of his own, I mean, in spite of his genius, his greatness, his guts, his stones, I'll call them here. I won't call them balls. I usually call them balls, but I'm going to be more diffident here and deferential. This guy has done everything more than humanly possible for our defense, but it may be that he is overwhelmed and that the aid that we have rendered him will prove to be insufficient. What if this guy loses? You know, how David, how will we hold our meetings? How will we communicate with each other? Will it be on a network like this one? Now, hang on. I want you to stay there, David. We'll contemplate that thought right after this break.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
The Rebellion Broadcasting Network late-night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend Over.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Big Bad Donald John Trump, that is. And now, David, here's, you know, I was asking the question, will these Republicans in Jacksonville, will they run this all the way out to August for the Republican convention, which would be ruined if people have to wear masks and they have to hold their ankles while they're wearing their masks? Well, here's some discouraging news. What? Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, David.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've pretty given up on the politics, but I'll bring you, we just got a couple of minutes, but I'll bring up something that'll be controversial, and it's something that I haven't heard from anybody. But here goes. I'll explicate it maybe on maybe Fallon's show on Saturday or something, or maybe Ray Bolt's
Go for it, David.
Chairman Mao says that political power comes out of the barrel of a gun. Okay?
Yes.
You know that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, and the Bible says that the woman and children will rule, in the one of the signs of the end, that the woman and children will rule over the men. Well, how the heck could that happen? Well, I'm going to tell you how it's happened. The political power is coming out of the barrel of the gun of these white policemen. As far as I'm concerned, they're responsible for 66 million babies killed. They're responsible for the destruction of the American family.
Wait. David, white policemen?
Yes. You got to get it. They're our biggest enemy. We are doomed unless we get the white pig off of our neck.
Okay. All right. So, David, cut David off. You know, I really hate that when somebody comes on the air as a deceiver, trying to set up a dumbass statement. David, would you please stop listening to the show? Please, I beg you, never call this show again, you SOB. Never call this show again, okay? I hate you. Got it? And if I forget, engineer, to not put David on the air, remind me. I can't stand people that get on the air, build up a few moments of trust with a deceptive statement, and then spring something like that. What a jerk you are, David. By the way, this is the assault we're facing, folks. It's a tidal wave of people like David, of left-wing creeps, liars, deceivers. People with no character at all. Boy, we are truly, folks, living in the in a dark time. Anyway, we're running out of time, so we'll end the show here. But I came up with an article here. The Broadway producers, there's a dark group of people. The Broadway producers have announced that they are keeping Broadway, you know, the Broadway shows. They're keeping it closed until January 3rd. What? That means the rest of June, then July, August, September, October, November. More than 5 months. Do you realize how much money that will cost them? They don't care. Get rid of Trump. If I'm a Broadway producer and I'm losing mega millions of dollars by keeping shut down for another 5 months, that's okay. That's fine with me. I'm like David. Anything to destroy Trump. Wow. Trump derangement syndrome. We'll be back right here in the Trump Clubhouse tomorrow. And folks, I look forward to seeing all of you. And I apologize for whenever a creep like that gets through. I hope you enjoy shutting him down with me. But I got to get a better antenna for something like that. We'll be back tomorrow. See you then.
Apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.